This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. We're a little more than 4 months from choosing a new Ohio governor and deciding if there should be a new U.S. senator from Ohio. WVXU's politics reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about those races. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So can you give us a sense of where these two races stand for now?
I think they stand really in terms of the governor's race. It's a very, very close race, and it's going to stay that way probably through the end. If you look at the polling, the Senate race with Sherrod Brown, the incumbent, being challenged by Jim Renacci, the Republican, seems to be a more of a Democratic win, because he has a double-digit lead. And that's not to say that those leads are going to stay for the next several months. I mean, things can go up and down in any political campaign. Things can happen that you can't predict. But right now, if I were running the Ohio Democratic Party, just looking up and down the slate, I'd be feeling pretty good about it.
So you talk about these polls right now. What do they really mean? You say they could move all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, Quinnipiac University is one of the more reliable ones. And right now, just recently, they put one out that had the governor's race between Richard Cordray, the Democrat, and Republican Mike DeWine. A statistical dead heat, 42% for Cordray and 40% for DeWine. And they had Sherrod Brown up by 17 percentage points, which is a lot. And I think what happens is that a lot of people look at those, the donors, the people who, are trying to make up their minds about where they're going to invest their money, and they look to see how these candidates are doing in the polls, and that's one of the ways in which they judge where they're going to put their resources.
Should we be looking at anything besides polls?
Oh, sure. I mean, you got to look at the enthusiasm of the voters on each side, on the Democratic side and on the Republican side. I think you're looking at a situation where maybe Ohio voters in general are kind of tired of the Republicans having run all of state government for so many years, and they look at things like the ECOT scandal, they look at things like the Cliff Rosenberger, the former House Speaker, being investigated, and they just say, what's going on here? And maybe that's enough to push them to the polls and vote for some kind of a change.
Let's talk about money. There's a big financial gap between DeWine and Cordray. What kind of difference can that money make in the campaign?
Well, it can make a whole lot of difference, but I don't think it's going to be the determining factor. DeWine, the most recent filing, had $7.2 million in the bank compared to $2.6 million for Cordray. And that's not terribly surprising, because DeWine had a big head start. He's been raising money for this for more than a year before Cordray even got into the race. Cordray had to hold back because he had that job in Washington as a head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, where he could do nothing politically until he got out of that job. And he couldn't raise money, couldn't talk politics, couldn't do anything. And so he got a little late start. But he is a prodigious fundraiser, and he will raise enough money to be competitive.
Are there any other signs this might be a Democratic year in Ohio?
There are a few. I mean, if you look into down-ticket races, the things like Secretary of State and State Treasurer, Attorney General, generally speaking, the Democratic candidates, who are the candidates who are out of power now, all these offices are held by Republicans now, but they have more money. They've raised more money, and they seem to have a little bit more enthusiasm behind them than some of the Republican candidates. The only one where the Republicans have a financial advantage in the down ticket races is where Keith Thaber has an advantage over Zach Space. And, you know, if they could pick off a few of these down ticket races, the Democrats, that would be a big thing.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.